Blog Talk Radio.
It hardly seems like a year ago that I packed my bags and some money I'd saved. I had a yearning to find myself and to see this land of the free and the brave. I saw my first mountain sunrise from an Appalachian range. I felt a heavenly presence and a rushing wind of change. I am an American man, I'm made of American dreams. I am an American man, returning to the things the land, who toil with their hands for an honest day's wage. I've seen the stuff from which legends were born, and destinies reached, and histories made. It seems we've come to a crossroads, all our standards are compromised. I pray that our lady liberty will awaken before she dies.
I am
on day three, on our 54-day novena. And the Catholic Church dedicates the month of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So we're tying some of her novena to the Immaculate Heart of Mary with the novena praying and dedicating for America. The Immaculate Heart is often venerated together with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the devotion we celebrate in June, and with good reason. Since the 16th century, Catholic piety has assigned entire months to special devotions. Again, the month of August is traditionally dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But we are at this point in time until the 7th of October, we are doing and participating with the 54-day novena that's being spearheaded and sponsored by Grace Force. And so be looking for their podcasts as they are moving and as they are going. And so then we are kind of trailing with. It is beautiful. And I love Grace Force. But the Immaculate Heart of Mary commemorates the joys and sorrows of the Mother of God, her virtues and perfections, her love for God, and her divine Son, and her compassionate love for mankind. As early as 1643, St. John Eudes and his followers observed 8 February as the Feast of the Heart of Mary. Interestingly, we read in Luke that Mary observed these things in her heart. And we should follow along, and we should keep these miracles of God and our faith in our heart. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the chaste heart of Saint Joseph, the heart of the Holy Family. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is a symbol of Christ's immense love for humanity, with a wound in its side and a crown of thorns representing the damage of our sins. The Immaculate Heart of Mary gives us an example of how we as Christians should love. As Pope Paul VI said, may the Immaculate Heart of Mary shine before the eyes of all Christians as the model of perfect love toward God and toward our fellow beings. May it lead them toward the Holy Sacraments, by virtue of which souls are cleansed from the stains of sin and are preserved from it. May it also stimulate them to make reparation for the innumerable offenses against the divine majesty. Lastly, may it shine like a banner of unity and a spur to perfect the bonds brotherhood among all Christians in the bosom of the one Church of Jesus Christ, which, taught by the Holy Spirit, honors her with filial affection and piety as a most beloved mother. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, heavenly beauty and splendor of the Father, you are the most valued heavenly treasure, new Eve, immaculate in soul, spirit, and body, created in the godly seed by the Spirit of God. You are the spiritual mother of mankind, pure virgin, full of grace, then and now. Your whole being was raised heavenly in full glory, to be elevated above all the hosts within the kingdom of heaven, with the kingdom of God. O Heavenly Mother, Queen of heaven and earth, I recognize the glory of your highest title, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Mother, Blessed Mother, Heart of Love, Heart of Mercy, ever listening, caring, consoling, hear our prayer. As your children, we implore your intercession with Jesus, your Son. Receive with understanding and compassion the petitions we place before you today. We pray for Christian families around the world. May they embody and experience unconditional love and advance in holiness in their daily lives. We dedicate this novena for all the bishops, priests, deacons, religious, for their continued mission to reach the world for Christ. We pray for the conversion of all of our political figures in government, that they will honor religious freedom, honor life from the moment of conception to natural death. We pray for all of our first responders, police officers, our EMT medics, paraprofessionals, doctors, nurses, medical professionals, to defend life. We pray for our military, those who are deployed around the world, for the poor souls of purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And we pray for the end of abortion and planned murderhood. I dedicate this novena for my wife and family members for both healing for her and for myself. I pray for healing. For all this coming year, RCIA candidates and catechumens preparing for the next Easter vigil, we dedicate this novena for America to turn from the paganism and hedonism it has been heading towards. And we pray for our young people who are being misled terribly by a culture. We pray for our country that it will return to you, O Lord. We return to you, O Lord. O most blessed Mother, heart of love, heart of mercy, ever listening, caring, consoling, hear our prayer. As your children, we implore your intercession with Jesus, your Son. Receive with understanding and compassion the petitions we placed here today and what is silent, what is known and unknown. Loving Mother, dispenser of endless blessings, you who continuously intercede on our behalf, we are comforted in knowing your heart is ever open to those who ask for your prayer. We trust to your gentle care and intercession. Those whom we love and who are sick or lonely or hurting, help all of us, Holy Mother, to bear our burdens in this life until we may share eternal life and peace with God forever. Amen. The following litany was composed by John Henry Cardinal Newman shortly after he converted to Catholicism in 1845. And let us pray this with reverence and recall the many blessings that have flowed through Mary from Jesus to us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from your creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seed of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. Let us pray. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who commemorate this sweet and loving heart by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin may merit to be found like unto the heart of Jesus. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And as a result of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, 1. Salvation of our own soul. Mary said to all those who on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their soul. This little devotion, practiced with a good heart, is then enough to procure infallibly for us, as with the sacraments, the grace of final perseverance, of eternal salvation. And this promise is without any exclusion, limitation, restriction, to all who I promise heaven for eternity, for 5 holy communions, and salvation of sinners. So numerous are the souls with which the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me, that I come to ask for reparation. Sacrifice yourself for this intention and pray. This is what Our Lady said, the Virgin Mary said to Sister Lucy at Tai, Spain, on June 13, 1929. In consideration of this little devotion, Jesus and Mary wish to give the grace of pardon to souls who have had the misfortune of offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary, wrote Sister Lucy in a letter of May 1930. Now think about this. How many of us have family members? We know people, friends, family, who have abandoned the Catholic faith. How important this is. Also, peace in the world. Whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion. Are you hearing this, Deeper Truth members and people out there listening? And Grace Force, all of us. Whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion, along with the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is why I desire its propagation so ardently, especially because this is also the will of our dear Mother in Heaven. Sister Lucy, March 19, 1939. The promise made by Our Lady to Lucia on July 13, 1917, that there would be a future manifestation concerning the practice of the 5 first Saturdays, was fulfilled on December 10, 1925. Lucia was then a postulate sister in the Dorinthian convent at Tai, Spain. On this occasion, Our Lady appeared together with the child Jesus, who spoke first to Lucia. The child Jesus said, "Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, which ungrateful men place therein at every moment, while there is no one who does an act of reparation to withdraw them for her." And then Our Lady addressed Lucia as follows, "Behold, my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns, which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation, you at least, and make known on my behalf that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation, all who on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart. So Deeper Truth people, you listening to this? Grace Force people, are you listening to this? Historically, devotion to Mary Most Holy in the form of her Immaculate Heart first occurs in the 13th century. In the same century, the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus came to light through St. Margaret Mary Alacoque and her confessor, St. Claude de la Colombière. As the devotion to the Sacred Heart spread, so did the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. Both St. Margaret Mary and St. Claude were deeply dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary as well. Beginning in Pope Pius XII in 1944, extended this devotion to the whole church, fixing the celebration on August 22nd. Today, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is celebrated on the Saturday following the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Of all symbols, the human heart is perhaps the most common and universal. Several examples of the various symbolic meanings of the word heart are found in both the Old and New Testaments. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "With all watchfulness, keep your heart, because life issued out from it." Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, 27, "I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Matthew chapter 5:8 says, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God." Ephesians chapter 3:17, "That Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts." And Psalms 50 verse 10, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And St. Lucia to Our Lady to St. Lucia, Our Lady to Lucia, October 10th, 1925. "See, my daughter, my heart surrounded with thorns with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment with blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least make sure to console me and announce that all those who for 5 months on the first Saturdays go to confession, receive communion, say 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes, meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to me. I promise to assist them at the hour of death, with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their souls." And I can't help it. As much as I'm seeing and repeating what Our Lady is saying here, what Our Lord and Our Lady is saying here, this is extremely important. And what they are wanting us to do, to help us, to aid us in this battle. Now, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." How important all this is to us. And so, the Immaculate Heart of Mary being honored in the month of August. We should be taking this back to the streets. Back to the street. Can I kind of count that like Deeper Truth and Grace Force? Like, you know, that is like our marching orders, kind of, to take this back to the street. And so that's what we should, and I know that's the intent of, I know that's the intent of Deeper Truth, definitely that also. But I also believe that is also the intent of Grace Force. United States, Grace Force. I love that. I love that. United States, Grace Force, God strong. And we need to take this back to the street. And so let's begin this for America, this novena, this 54-day novena for America, day 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with your help, with your grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. And Our Lady of America, you ask that the United States of America be the country dedicated to your purity, and that your children in America be the children of my pure heart. Please intercede for us that we may be granted this grace and morally good leader with moral degree. We need, pray. We pray for our shepherds who will act according to the revealed will of God, and our politicians who will follow your truth, the truth and the foundational principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. When America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America, as we pray for our nation. We again, for our military and our families. We pray for our government leaders that they will make just decisions and govern us in accordance with truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded. As we ask for protection for those serving in the military and for our first responders. Bless them and their families as they sacrifice themselves to keep us safe. We pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity, that we do take this back to the streets. Reclaim this great country for your Son's glory, that under his protection and guidance, we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation with and given us countless gifts. Our freedom and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of all of our country, what it has stood for, but we also offend you, who are all good and deserving of all our love. We offer to you the novena, this novena we have made as Americans. We ask that you hear us and through your fathomless mercy convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you. May our land once more ring out the praise of you and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions in this novena. Most Holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forevermore. Amen. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of love to flow the heart of this nation. Place truth in the center of every heart. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Dear Jesus, inspire the hearts of legislators to bring fairness into every law. In so doing, inspire lawmakers to remove contradiction from laws concerning life in the womb, so that no one is forced to support contraception or abortion against their free will. Do not allow religious freedom to be trampled under the feet of those who favor death in the womb. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. And so, we pray that our country gets back in the right line, that we do truly walk the line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
St. Teresa of Avila, who lived between 1515 and 1582, encouraged Christians in her day, instructing us, when the devil wants to remind us of our past, that we can remind him of his future. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 states, "Then he, Jesus, will say to those at his left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Pray the rosary daily for protection and to defeat the forces of Satan. Battle between the woman, the Virgin Mary, can be found in the 12th chapter of Revelation. Verse 17 tells it all. "Then the dragon was angry with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea." It was 27 January 2007 while serving in Iraq. I had been out with the scouts as we went to a number of villages looking for weapons, caches. That had been a long day that was very beneficial to us, as we were able to find weapons and get some key information. Once we returned back to base, I was able to take off and go to a scheduled class I was prepared to give. The following is what I wrote on the Defenders of the Catholic Faith, DeRay's message board. "Beginning this morning, I was outside the wire on mission and didn't get back until after 1800 hours. I was in full battle rattle when I got to my room and grabbed my computer and speaker system and made my way to the division chapel, which was about a mile away. I had to go by foot. I got there to find Father was there with the RCIA class, which was real glad I was able to get there. Even though I was 45 minutes late, everyone stayed the whole time to watch the DVD on Mary. That was so cool. A non-denominational preacher happened to be in another room, became interested in the subject matter. So after I dismissed the class, we talked for another hour. It was a good night of RCIA action. As I walked back to my unit, it was nighttime, very dark. I heard the explosions in the distance, the gunfire. I reflected on some of the questions I covered at this evening's class. I had soldiers who were raised as Mormons, Church of Christ, Lutherans, Anglicans, Seventh-day Adventists, Baptists, non-denominational Pentecostals, former Catholics, and non-believers. They had various opinions based from what they were raised. So their questions were very interesting as they were all sharing their journey to the Catholic faith. In one way, it reminded me of the first Christians who were baptized that first day, Acts 2:41. St. Luke writes, those who accepted his, St. Peter's message, were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. I thought it was cool that we were continuing the work that Christ commissioned the church to do. The teaching on Mary was tonight's main discussion, and the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception was a main issue. And what a great reflection of the love of God. And I continued to walk along my journey back to my room. I thought of Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. I thought about that for a while. Certainly God knew who this woman was when he told Satan this forewarning prophecy. As I thought about this text, this woman cannot be Eve, as I've heard some think, because her offspring did not conquer the serpent. It was Jesus who conquered sin and death. St. Paul wrote, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor present things nor death, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38. I felt that the Virgin Mary was the one who could be the woman of Genesis 3:15. St. John really presents a chapter in Revelation based Genesis 3:15. Revelation 12 represents the woman, the serpent, the dragon, and the offspring, the child Jesus. This is the belief of the early church fathers and the constant teaching of the Catholic Church. Resting in this truth, my heart just came alive. I continue to reflect on the Immaculate Conception, remembering that St. Gabriel, the archangel, was sent to tell Mary that she was this woman. This is very important. Compare the appearance of Gabriel to the Virgin Mary with when the angel appeared to St. John, Revelation 22:8. St. John writes, it is I, John, who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, don't. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brothers, the prophets, and of those who keep the message of this book, worship God. I love that coming from the angel, because he's talking about the Catholic Church right there. I thought about how St. John was with Jesus for 3 years, learning and hearing the Lord's teaching firsthand. He was one of the 12, yet he lost himself with the appearance of the angel. Compare this with Mary's response to Gabriel and Archangel. The angel first greets Mary with, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Luke 1:28. I recall the original Greek, kakeratomene, means having been or have already been graced. Mary is full of grace, a past perfect participle. Because God knew who the woman of Genesis 3:15 would be at the appointed time, God prepares the Virgin Mary from her very beginning to be the mother of Jesus. This does not mean And she didn't need Jesus. She absolutely did. It is when she was free of original sin. It is a singular grace of by God to the Virgin Mary that benefits all mankind. She was protected by God from the devil from the moment of her conception. St. John writes, when the dragon saw that it had been thrown to the earth, it pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child Jesus. But the woman was given the two wings of the great eagle so that she could fly to her place in the desert where far from the serpent she was taken care of for a year, 2 years, and a half a year. The serpent, however, spewed a torrent of water out of his mouth after the woman to sweep her away with the current. But the earth helped the woman and opened its mouth and swallowed the flood, that the dragon became angry with the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus. And I think St. Joseph had a lot to do with the protection of Mary, this woman, and Jesus, taking them down to Egypt until the threat was over. The Virgin Mary appears to St. Catherine Laboure in 1830, giving us the miraculous medal that shows Mary standing on the moon and the devil under her feet. St. Augustine said, and he was from 354 to 430, since the devil is the head of original sin, this head it was that Mary crushed, for sin never had any entry into the soul of the Blessed Virgin, which was consequently free from all stain. As I kept thinking about this, I just wanted to reach out to God and thank him, even in this place he has given us so much. I couldn't help thinking of Our Lady of Lourdes. The Virgin Mary appeared to Saint Bernadette Subaru, identifying herself as, "I am the Immaculate Conception." I thought of the wonders God had worked at Lourdes, that even today miracles are happening. I understand that thousands of people go to Lourdes, France, every day, except at least before COVID, but maybe things are starting to pick back up. God promised us signs and wonders through his presence among his church. As I walked into the orderly room, I checked in so they would know I was accounted for. I stopped in talking with the duty personnel, and I was overjoyed from all that I was involved in this night. I could still hear mortar fire in the distance, machine gun fire sporadic, every now and then a real loud explosion, yet it could not dampen my spirit. I dedicated my prayer for those who were in the midst of the fight. In looking back, what a blessing it was to participate in the journey of so many people wanting to become Catholic. Despite the danger we lived, I was consoled with this truth. You belong to God, children, and you have conquered them. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. James chapter 1, 17 states, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. O my God, I adore thee, and I love thee with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, for having made me a Catholic, and for having watched over me this day. Pardon me for the evil I have done this day, and if I have done any good, deign to accept it. Watch over me while I take my rest and deliver me from danger. May your grace be always with me. Amen. God our Father, giver of life, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. You are the rock on which this nation was founded. You alone are the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Reclaim this land for your glory and dwell among your people. Send your spirit to touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Open their minds to the great worth of human life and the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Remind your people that true happiness is rooted in seeking and doing your will. Through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, patroness of our land, grant us the courage to reject the culture of death. Lead us into a new millennium of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Memory. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of holy love to flood the hearts of this nation. Place truth in the center of every heart. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Virgin Mary, Mother of fair love, Mother who never refuses to come to the aid of a child in need, Mother whose hands never cease to serve your beloved children because they are moved by the divine love and immense mercy that exists in your heart. Cast your compassionate eyes upon me and see the snarl of knots that exist in my life. You know very well how desperate I am, my pain, and how I am bound by these knots. Mary, Mother, to whom God entrusted to undoing the knots in the lives of his children, I entrust unto your hands the ribbon of my life. No one, not even the evil one himself, can take it away from your precious care. In your hands there is no knot that cannot be undone. Powerful Mother, by your grace and intercessory power, with your Son and my Liberator, Jesus, into your hands today this knot. And whatever holds us back, I beg you to undo it for the glory of God once for all. You are my hope, O my Lady. You are the only consolation God gives me, the fortification of my feeble strength, the enrichment of my destitution, and with Christ, the freedom from my chains. Hear my plea. Keep me, guide me. Protect me, O safe refuge, and today the five glorious mysteries of the Rosary. So that we should pray the five glorious mysteries of the Rosary this day.
Of his temple's swift soul. whispers my soul to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet, our God is marching on.
American heart, and it's time we stand.